Hey, Smetters.
Oh,
So, how has your week been?
it's all right.
Yeah.
Just another week.
Another week, same.
It's kind of interesting last weekend, though, wasn't
What was last weekend?
it? I remember specifically us having to turn the air conditioner off at night before it snowed the next day.
Yeah, we did
The
get some
weather's just
snow.
absolutely crazy.
Yes, but I did get to call into work that day, so that was nice. I was excited about that. So, anyway, so tonight we are actually going to go over urban legends.
I'm an urban legend.
What is your urban legend?
Me, my story, my life.
Okay. What is some urban legends that you have heard of?
The myth, the legend exists. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I've heard a bunch of them, but I just don't remember them. Like, I know the movie from the movie Urban Legend.
That's such a good
Is that
movie.
what you're talking about? Did that had Rebecca Gayhart in it, right? The
Yes.
original Noxzema girl. She is amazing.
Yes, and Rebecca Gayhart is actually really wonderful because when it's like her birthday, I'll tag her and say happy birthday or whatever, and she always responds. She always says thank you. So she is actually very wonderful and very sweet
It's
person.
not really her. It's me.
He's trying
Surprise.
to don't want my feelings hurt. Well, I remember every time I left the house when I was a teenager. My dad was always like, if you see anybody without their headlights on, don't flash your lights at them
Yeah, that was in the
because
movie too.
was oh yeah, it was. Cause he said it was like a gang initiation and they'll turn around and come after you.
Yeah, that everybody's heard that. And you know what also is funny?
What?
This is back before social media and stuff, but somehow every middle school and high school kid heard that Marilyn Manson removed one of his ribs so he could do things. But like everybody knew that rumor.
And that he was Paul from the Wonder
Yes,
Years.
everybody heard that
Everybody
before
knew
social
that.
media.
Yes.
Everybody heard. How is that
I
possible?
have no idea, but that is so funny. And I hope it's not just like a Tennessee, Georgia thing. I hope it's like a worldwide thing because
No, I think I've seen that posted somewhere before. Like someone mentioned that, and
oh,
they.
you're right. But yeah, for us to not like we grew up without it, and you know, I didn't even my mom had a computer, but I didn't have one, and I have no idea how that got around.
What's funny is the first social media was like MySpace, and you had like your top eight friends and stuff. And
I never had
there was
MySpace.
like t-shirts going around, like your mom's on my top eight and stuff.
MySpace. But yeah. So that's some of them. Now, I did write down the urban legends I've heard of. And of course, the cars flashing their lights, which we just talked about. And then there's Bloody Mary, which we just did a story on. Did you ever hear the one where you go to a movie theater and you sit down and you get poked by a needle and it says you have been infected with AIDS? Did you ever hear that one?
It wasn't the movie theater. I've heard that, but it wasn't the movie theater.
See, I always heard the movie theater, like you go and sit down and you get poked.
No, it was something else. God, what was that? Let me think on it.
Yeah, I was trying, while I was doing research, I was trying so hard to think of what all we've heard over the years because there's been so many things. Also, y'all, where we live, we're right on the state line of Georgia. So Georgia's like 20 minutes away. So now at the battlefield, we have a battlefield where a lot of the Civil War was fought. And there are so many stories there. Did you ever, you heard of Green Eyes, right? At the battlefield. And then at the tower, if you went at a certain time, you'd see somebody jump off of it. Did you ever hear that one? And then there was a bridge. And I think every town has that certain bridge where if you go and put your car in neutral and turn it off or whatever, it'll start rolling or being pushed or something. Okay. There was some kind of bridge. And then Slender Man. Slender Man is definitely an urban legend. And
I didn't think it's an urban legend. I think he's real.
Oh, he's real to Creepypasta. So that's where he came from, was Creepypasta. Somebody had done a Slender Man photo contest, and that's how I think it started, I believe. I think that's what I heard. I could be wrong, y'all.
One thing I found out that is not an urban legend.
What?
The alcohol and drug abuse island in South Carolina. Look it up, folks.
He is obsessed with this. He has sent me stuff about it.
There's t-shirts already.
That's where we need to spend a vacation, alcohol and drug abuse island. Mm-hmm. All right. So, in case you don't know, because I did at work today, I asked a lot of people, you know, what were some urban legends that they'd heard of? And a lot of people didn't know what an urban legend was. So, an urban legend is a genre of folklore comprising stories circulated as true, especially as happened to, quote, a friend of a friend, end quote, or a family member, often with some kind of horrifying or humorous elements. So that is the actual definition. Basically, it's a story that, you know, one of your friends heard, that heard from another friend, stuff like that. So they could have a little bit of true element in it, but you never know how true it is. So, y'all, this may be quite a long episode. It may be a two-parter or a three-parter, mainly because I wanted to go over a lot of the state's urban legends. And then I was like, well, which states would I do? Because we've got a lot of different states in the U.S. that listen to us. So I was like, well, let's just do all 50 states.
What?
And cut it down. It's not long. And cut it down. Just to see, so you can see, you know, what the different urban legends are each state. Well, then I got to thinking, I was like, well, that's not really fair because the podcast is going worldwide. We've got some countries that listen to us. So I'm going to do some of the urban legends that have gone worldwide. And then, of course, we're going to do a few of the urban legends that happen in college, because a lot of campuses have their own urban legends, and it's funny. I didn't know that. So have you heard that before? I know in the movie Urban Legends, it takes place on a college campus, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's been a while since we've seen that. Okay, so since it is going to be a long one, that's what she said, let's dive on in.
You're so weird.
You're so weird. So what we're going to start with is, I figured we would start with a few of the university urban legends. So, and these I found pretty interesting because I've never heard of some of these. Have you ever heard of the Halloween Massacre?
No, but have you ever heard of the Haunted Pine Haven School or the Headless Train Conductor?
No. Are you looking at urban legends in
East Tennessee?
East Tennessee? Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Battlefield's ranked up there.
Yeah, that's what I was just talking about, y'all. The battlefield where the Civil War stuff took place. Okay, so the Halloween Massacre is one of the most famous college myths of all time, which is interesting because we've never heard of it. It is not certain how and when it actually started, but it's made its way into most American universities. Yeah. For decades now, it has created panic and fear among thousands of students and even a few professors as well. The legend goes that a popular psychic has made a prediction that on Halloween night, a masked man, in some variations, he's dressed like Little Bo Peep, will enter the campus of a university that starts with the letter M or W and is located near a pond, lake, river, railroad track, or cemetery. How very specific. He will then kill everybody there. This story has existed for many years now, but no massacre has happened yet. However, students from all around the country still fear it, especially at colleges such as the University of Michigan, Michigan State University, the University of Minnesota, and the University of Wisconsin. That's why we've never heard of it, because it's all northern universities. Okay, I have heard this one, and it kind of made me laugh. The dead roommate. Can you guess what the dead college roommate one is? Mm-hmm. You'll know what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Basically, if your college roommate dies, you will get straight A's for the rest of that year. Y'all, that is not true. It's not true at all.
There was a movie based off that, too. Several movies.
There was. They said it is complete fabrication. They will get some kind of consideration for a stressful circumstance, but they will not automatically get straight A's. So, y'all, if you're plotting murder on your roommate, don't do it, okay? Now, the secret tunnels below the campus. Lots of universities in the world are believed to have secret tunnels. Through the years, students have made up various stories concerning hidden pathways leading to dungeons, ritual rooms, and so on. Again, it is popular in Michigan State. What is going on in Michigan? They believe there are creepy dungeons below the university, and it is partially true because there are tunnels running under the campus, but they're actually steam tunnels that were built to house the campus utilities. No dungeons have ever been found. Another version of the same belief exists at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. I hope that's how you say it. Where some students there believe there's a secret room below the foreign language building and that it holds a supercomputer, which is owned by the government. They also claim that there are secret tunnels below the buildings on the quad, whose origin and purpose is unknown. Now, there are also haunted haunted universities. Almost every university in the world, which is more than 100 years old, has its own ghost. There are headless ghosts, probably inspired by Washington Irving's Sleepy Hollow. Legends about headless or bodiless ghosts are some of the most popular ones in the stories of haunted universities. The most prestigious universities in the UK, Cambridge and Oxford, both have similar hauntings, which include famous Brits. Students in Cambridge believe they have seen the floating head of none other than Oliver Cromwell himself. He was beheaded, and while his body was buried, his head rests at Cambridge's Sidney Sussex College, and it is said that Cromwell haunts the campus grounds, supposedly searching for the rest of his body. Oxford, on the other hand, is said to be haunted by the headless spirit of King Charles I. Students have reported seeing him around the grounds of Christ Church College. They have reported ghosts of former professors, and those are Heidelberg University in Germany, and also in America, the University of Cincinnati. And then, of course, they also say that they see ghosts of past students who have committed suicide. They've also talked about seeing builders that helped build the college, the ghosts of those people. And that is at Moscow State University and the University of Toronto in Canada. So that is a little bit of what you will find.
Is there any urban legends at Moorhead?
Moorhead State.
I used to wear that hat everywhere.
That is so funny. But that is the university urban legends that you may hear. But I have definitely heard the one where if your roommate dies, you will get straight A's. So
yeah, there was two movies. There was a comedy on that one with the guy from Saved by the Bell, and then there was a horror movie.
I remember that. Okay, so this may just be a two-parter because I may be able to get through the worldwide urban legends because there's only about 15 of them and we can get through it pretty quick.
With your long-winded ass, I doubt it.
I'm trying so they don't feel like they have to sit around forever.
Actually. See, there you go.
Stop it. Let's see here. We are going to start with the Yeti, or the Abominable Snowman, who is said to roam the Himalayas by the Sherpa people.
That's actually partly true. Like, what you just read is completely an urban legend. They're basing it off the real character from Hoth.
I really thought you were going somewhere with that.
I did. I am. You know, Luke ends up killing him.
The Wampus. Yeah. Or the Wampa.
Yeah, but...
I said the Wampus.
But yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, and also the fact that most of the prequels in Star Wars was pretty much all CGI. They didn't have enough money to go to the planets. You believe that shit?
They need to get that shit together because, oh, we're going to get some complaints. I love the prequels. I think the prequels are wonderful.
I think you will be... It's more common now for people to like the prequels because it gave Star Wars fans, what, 10, 15 years to warm up to it. Generally, I am a huge Star Wars fan anyways, but when something comes out, we find something wrong with everything if it doesn't go back to the originals. So now this has been out for a while, and we've got to see more Disney Plus stuff. And with Obi-Wan coming up, we're kind of very accepting of the prequels now because he gave us Obi-Wan.
And you are 100% right, because I know when new things come out, I like the originals. You know, even with like any of the Marvel stuff, I love the original stuff. And if it's something I've never heard of, I will go back to the comics and I will read some of the comics so I can learn about it. And a lot of the newer stuff, I'm just like, I do not like this. It's not how it should be. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I 100% get what you're saying. But let's get back to the Yeti. Sherpas are a Nepalese ethnic group, not just an occupation or a verb like many people believe.
I thought that was like the jackets I got you.
The Sherpa jacket. According to CNN, the word translates to people from the East, and they are best known as the seemingly superhuman climbers that help others ascend Mount Everest. Let's see here. There is a story that says the village of Sherpas were being tormented by a group of Yetis. So they decided to trick the Yetis into getting drunk and fighting each other. That sounds legit. The surviving Yetis declared revenge and moved up higher into the mountains, periodically coming down to terrorize the Sherpas. Over the years, explorers have flocked to the Himalayas to try and find evidence of the beast. In 1921, a journalist named Henry Newman interviewed locals who told him about the existence of a meadow kangmi. I did not pronounce that right at all, y'all. I'm sorry. According to Live Science, Newman mistranslated the meadow part to mean filthy, and he chose to use the word abominable instead. Thus, the abominable snowman.
Say that three times really fast.
Was born. So, if you've got a problem, just get them all liquored up and tell them to fight each other. I like that plan. Okay. Also, in America, we have the legend of Bigfoot, which I'm not going to go over that because I've already done an episode on Bigfoot. The Indian village of Kuldhara was seemingly abandoned overnight, and no one knows why, though there are a few theories. There are a few structures that date back to the 13th century, but no one has lived there since 1825, when all its residents seemingly vanished into thin air.
Carmen Bra.
Fuck you, Barry. According to local lore, 1,000 villagers completely abandoned their home overnight without a trace. No one knows why they left, where they went, or even saw them leave. Theories as to why they left range from poison wells to a greedy ruler levying high taxes to a dwindling water supply. though none of those explain why the inhabitants left so suddenly. Let's see there. No one has tried to resettle in that town, and this is where the legend comes in. It's said that the village chief cursed the land, and apparently anyone who tries to live there will die. The Indian Paranormal Society spent a night there and reported disembodied whispers, screams, and noises are all common at dark hours. Many of the members have witnessed apparitions, heard footsteps, experienced unusual touch, and so on. What's unusual touch? Is that like,
I don't know.
Okay. We'll just skip that joke. Let's see y'all. Okay, here's one from Sydney. There are rumors that the Sydney Harbour Bridge doubles as a tomb for three workers buried inside. And that's the big bridge, like when you see Australia, it's the little, or the white points, and it's on the water. It's the Sydney Harbour Bridge, y'all. Look it up. Officially, 16 people died during the construction of the famous Harbour Bridge in Sydney, Australia, which was completed in 1928. However, legends say that there should be three more men added to the death toll. According to the stories, three men died during construction after they fell into the brick pylons of the bridge. However, since they were migrant workers and because labor laws didn't seem all that stringent at the time, their disappearance wasn't noticed for weeks. And apparently retrieving the bodies would have been too difficult. And so they were entombed there for eternity. Okay, going to Puerto Rico. This is when, in 1995, the first reported chupacabra attack. So, and since then there have been alleged sightings. So, the word chupacabra is Spanish for goat sucker. Chupacabras were first believed to be vampiric reptilian creatures that drain goats and other small animals of their blood. The first reported sighting of a chupacabra was in 1995 in Puerto Rico, when 8 sheep were found dead and drained of blood, with 3 small puncture wounds in their chest. 5 months later, as many as 150 farm animals were found dead in the same manner. In the 2000s, the chupacabra reemerged, but it looked a bit different. According to BBC, it was described as a hairless, dog-like animal walking on 4 legs and quite horrific looking. Hairless, with a gaunt appearance and burnt-looking skin. When alleged chupacabra bodies turned up, scientists DNA tested them, identifying them as normal animals that were affected by sarcoptic mange. Their hair and fur had fallen out. That's so sad. Okay, let's jump on over to Beijing. And we're going to talk about a ghost bus. Yes. This one begins on a dark and stormy night. While there are more than a few variations of the story, like what number the route was, the story generally goes like this. A bus is traveling late at night around midnight, and it's the last one of the evening. 2 men flag down the bus, and even though the driver is reluctant to pick them up since they're not at a stop, he stops anyway and lets them on. So far, so good. But it turns out, actually 3 men. The 2 are holding up another one who appears to be in rough shape. It also turns out that all 3 men are extraordinarily pale and wearing garb from the Qing dynasty, which lasted from 1644 through 1911. The bus driver explains it away by claiming that the 3 are actors who didn't have time to change after work. As the bus slowly empties out, it gets down to a young man and an elderly person, which has been both a man or a woman, depending on the story. Out of nowhere, the older person picks a fight with the young man, claiming that he stole his wallet, and forces him to get off at the next exit to go to the police. Upon disembarking, they tell the young man that the fight was a ruse to help them get off the bus. Apparently, the three men on the bus hadn't been touching the ground. Some versions claim that the men didn't have legs at all. The two go to the police to report the alleged spirits, but get ridiculed. However, the next morning, they find out the bus never completed its route. Some versions state that the bus was never found, while others claim that the bus was found days later with three severely decomposed bodies inside. That is terrifying. That gave me chills.
Are they multiplying?
Yes, that was so scary. Okay, the next one is, of course, the Loch Ness Monster from Scotland, the most famous urban legend of all time is what they're saying. I believe that. But Scotland, I'm sorry, we've already done a whole episode on that. So let's save some time and go on to the next one. And we're going to skip that one too, because in Europe, it is Santa Claus's evil doppelganger, Krampus.
We already did an episode on that too.
We did an episode of Krampus. So we're going to skip that one.
I remembered a urban legend when you get done.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see, y'all. Here's one from Hawaii, the Night Marchers. They are spirits of former ancient Hawaiian warriors who once in life protected Hawaii's most scared people. These people, sacred people.
I'm so scared.
These people were so sacred. In fact, the commoners were not allowed to look at them, and if they did, they would be killed. The Night Marchers weren't there to harangue anyone. They were simply doing their job, which is why they traveled at night to avoid many prying eyes. They roamed around Hawaii at night as spirits, and legend has it that if you look directly at a Night Marcher, you will be marked for death. If you do happen to find yourself in the middle of a procession, you're supposed to lie down in the middle of the road in order to show respect. Okay, so I'm going to stop right there so we can go on to the next episode. Go ahead and go to part two, because we've still got a few worldwide, and then we're going to go over the 50 states, but we're going to do that pretty quick because I know y'all don't want to sit there and listen to all 50 states, but it's still good to know. So y'all just hang out and we will be right back.